Bo Bergdahl's release came as the U.S. presence in Afghanistan is starting to wind down. Our next story begins near the start of the war there. It involves a Canadian national named Omar Khadr. He was the youngest detainee at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo before being transferred to Canada. Khadr was accused of throwing a grenade in 2002 that killed one American soldier in Afghanistan and partially blinded another. Now that wounded soldier and the widow of the other man have filed a lawsuit against Khadr in U.S. court. They're asking for $44 million in damages. Andrea Smarden of station KUER reports from just outside Salt Lake City.
Former Special Forces Engineer Sergeant Lane Morris has traded in his fatigues for a pressed button-down shirt. When you look closely, you can see that something is a little different about his right eye, but he seems to look straight at you.
The right eye is blind, but it tracks with my left eye. A piece of shrapnel just went through the optic nerve, so it just cut the power.
But Morris is not complaining about the injury he got in a firefight in 2002 at an Al-Qaeda compound in Afghanistan.
I've got one really good eye. And so for me, life has not changed. In a lot of ways, life is better for me. You gain a greater appreciation for life having gone through things like that.
Not the kind of talk you expect to hear from someone suing for damages. But Morris says he's not doing it for the money.
I have a duty here, I think, and I'm uniquely in a position to be able to carry out that duty.
He says he wants to help the family of Christopher Speer, who was killed in Afghanistan in the same battle where Morris lost the vision in his eye. But Morris is also concerned about what Omar Khadr is now capable of doing.
It appears to me that he is a significant security risk to our country.
In 2010, Omar Khadr pleaded guilty at a U.S. military hearing in Guantanamo to 5 war crimes, including the killing of Speer. We were unable to reach Khadr's Canadian attorney, Dennis Edney, before we went to air, but Edney has said that Khadr only signed the plea deal so he could avoid continued abuse and torture in Guantanamo and return to Canada. Edney has said that fundamental principles of law and due process were abandoned in Khadr's case. Khadr has filed a lawsuit against the Canadian government. He accuses Canadian intelligence officers of violating his rights when he was first detained. He's asking for at least $20 million in damages. And that's what worries Lane Morris.
I'm convinced that Omar Khadr is a free man with millions of dollars burning a hole in his pocket. Those dollars are not going to go towards activities that are in the best interest of my country.
Khadr's military trial has been so controversial because he was only 15 when he was shot and captured in Afghanistan. He'd been living in Pakistan with his family, who were known to have ties to Al-Qaeda. Khadr's lawyers and human rights groups have said he was groomed to be a child soldier and should have been sent home for rehabilitation. Morris says from what he saw, Khadr knew what he was doing and he was a danger.
15 is young, but it's also old enough to be able to display a dedication and a resolve and a courage. I mean, it's really to be admired that a young man that age would not flake out. It would have been easy to surrender.
Morris says Khadr was the only one who remained alive after the firefight with U.S. soldiers and instead of surrendering threw the grenade that killed Speer. In 2010, Morris went to see Khadr's legal proceedings at Guantanamo. Khadr apologized to Speer's widow at the sentencing hearing, but based on the evidence he heard and Khadr's statements, Morris came away convinced that Khadr was a danger to society. Now a grown man with combat experience, religious expertise, knowledge of multiple languages, and demonstrated leadership among fellow detainees.
He's got a lot of things that bin Laden didn't have. The thing he's missing is a bunch of money. So for him to get that and freedom, and it sounds like they are going to parole him here in a few years at the latest, we're really setting this guy up to be a thorn in the side of the West for the rest of his life.
Khadr is now serving an 8-year sentence in Canada. Under Canadian law, he's eligible to apply for parole. For The World, I'm Andrea Smarden in Salt Lake City.